time for arts news. And as we go to air, we still don't know who's won the Booker. So the big story this week is the Nobel Prize. Not without controversy,
That's
Alice
right.
Walker.
The Nobel Prize for Literature was announced on Thursday in Stockholm.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2018 is awarded to the Polish author Olga Tokarczuk for a narrative imagination that with encyclopedic passion represents the crossing of boundaries as a form of life. The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2019 is awarded to the Austrian author Peter Handke for an influential work that with linguistic ingenuity has explored the periphery and the specificity of human experience.
So the reason there are two prizes this year is because, as we spoke about last week, Sarah, the Swedish Academy was embroiled in a sexual assault scandal last year. So Olga Tokarczuk and Peter Handke have taken out the 2018 and 2019 Nobel Prizes for Literature, and it is a very interesting pairing. Mm. Olga Tokarczuk is a Polish writer who also won the Man Booker International Prize last year for her novel Flights. That book also won her the big Polish literary award, the Nike Prize, for the second time. The first time was in 2015 for the books of Jacob. When that novel came out, some on the far right branded her a traitor for saying Poland has committed horrendous acts of colonisation in the past. She received death threats, her publisher hired bodyguards. She's a critic of the country's right-wing government as well.
So she's a controversial figure in Poland. And Peter Handke?
He's Austrian. He writes across fiction, plays, film and memoir. He wrote about his mother's suicide in A Sorrow Beyond Dreams. She was Slovenian, part of former Yugoslavia, and Handke has sparked protest for his views on the Balkan Wars. He wrote a controversial defence of Serbia and supported former Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic, who died during his trial at The Hague for war crimes back in 2006. Handke spoke at his funeral, and the uproar led to him turning down an award in Germany, the Heinrich Heine, that year.
So what's the reaction been to this Nobel win?
Some have criticised the move on social media, and notably PEN America released a statement saying, "We reject the decision that a writer who has persistently called into question thoroughly documented war crimes deserves to be celebrated for his linguistic ingenuity. At a moment of rising nationalism, autocratic leadership and widespread disinformation around the world, the literary community deserves better than this." But this is what Olga Tokarczuk said in her phone interview with the Nobel team when asked how she felt about her win.
Yeah, I'm very happy. Of course, I'm very happy, and I am proud that I am with Peter Handke and that we, both of us, we are from Central Europe. It's really very meaningful for me, this Nobel Prize is going to Central Europe. I'm really, really very proud.
Tokarczuk and Handke each received more than $1.3 million and will be awarded their prize at a ceremony in December.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Mm. So that's an international prize. And in Tasmania, the Premier's Literary Prize shortlist is out.
Yes, it was announced on Friday at a new festival in Hobart called The Weekend of Reading. The top prize of $25,000 goes to a book with Tasmanian content in any genre. On the shortlist is Bridget Crack by Rachel Leary, Flames by Robbie Arnott.
Oh, I've read both of those.
Yeah, and we both enjoyed Flames.
Yes.
Island Story, Tasmanian Object and Text by Ralph Crane and Danielle Wood, and Towards Light and Other Poems by Sarah Day.
Well, while we're talking about literature in Tasmania, what's happening with Island Magazine?
Island Magazine found out in September its Arts Tasmania funding would not be renewed, which could mean it has to shut up shop after 40 years.
Oh dear.
But Arts Tasmania invited Island to enter talks about the magazine's future. Those talks are still ongoing, but this is what Island Chair Jeff Herriot told me about where things stand.
The conversations have been very much in good faith and with goodwill. In other words, the impression that we have quite strongly is that Arts Tasmania would be disappointed if Ireland were no longer part of Tasmania's literature ecosystem. Mm. And therefore they're looking, you know, to explore with us all scenarios.
Island has a call out on their website for ideas about grants, philanthropy and fundraising. Jeff Herriot told me things are still very much up in the air, but Island ain't dead yet.
What a relief. We'll keep an ear out for any news on that. Alice Walker there with Arts News.